And now I'd like to introduce to the studio Emma Rani-Hodges. Hi, Emma. How are you going?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good, thanks. So Emma's here because there is a new exhibition and it's called I Gathered All Your Ashes and Planted Seeds on Your Grave. It's not just Emma, it's also Lachlan Richardson and Shosuke Suzuki.
Yes.
Is that right?
So our show, we've come together to ask the question, how do you care for land as migrants in a colonized space? So we define migrants loosely and also quite tightly. So my mum is from Thailand and I was born here. So Shusuke, Sean, his music name is Fountain to Fountain, if you want to look him up on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He moved here from Japan and Lachlan was born here, but his parents are of a white Australian background, so probably, you know, of Scottish descent. So together we're exploring the urban landscape of Canberra and how plants interact in that environment.
So is your work all separate? Like you've got your own individual works in the show, but there is a theme that draws them all together.
Yep, there is. So largely Sean's music draws us all together. So we've been going out together into nature and spending time in our studio together. So Lachlan and I share a studio at Anchor in Mitchell. Sean has been making field recordings of all the sounds of us making, the sound of frogs, the sound of wind blowing, and that will play as an abstract soundscape throughout the exhibition.
Okay, and Lachlan's work... Oh, you actually led on before. Lachlan's actually the landscaper and you all work for him, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we've all had our turn working for Lachlan. So Lachlan's, I guess, trying to redefine the aesthetics of care because a lot of gardens in Canberra are very tame. There's a lot of hedges. So Lachlan's basically saying that a healthy ecology doesn't necessarily look like this. So a healthy ecology is dense. It can be messy. It has a variety of native plants and it's climate hardy. So we're looking at how that can exist. So Lachlan's built a series of, we're going to call them plinths, and he's installed them outside across various dilapidated sites in Canberra. And he's let these plinths, which are full of soil, become overrun with the plants from that landscape. And they'll be exhibited in the show and you'll get a sample of each local ecology through that.
Oh, okay. I think I saw him out the front of Thor's Hammer as well. I suspect some work is going on there. Is that right?
Yep. So he did the landscape for outside Thor's Hammer.
Ah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is interesting. So you can see the way he considers ecology outside as well as going into the gallery space and getting a more detailed look at what he's doing and thinking about.
Okay. And to your work, what have you got in the show?
Okay. So I do mixed media work. A lot of it's with textiles. So my grandma in Thailand was a seamstress. So she sends me her fabric offcuts and I rework them, or I guess I call it reincarnate them into objects in Australia. So with these objects, I am focusing on land kind of as a meditation as well as myth. So the creature which reappears throughout this show that I've focused on is called a naga. It's in Thai mythology lives in the Mekong River.
Mm-hmm.
So this naga travels between the underworld and our human world, and I use it as a symbol to explore the ecology of local waterways. So I've made these textile works that kind of pay homage to areas that I grew up around, so Lake Ginninderra, Ginninderra Creek. Mm-hmm. I've also explored dilapidated sites around that area. So around UC, there's a dumping ground of road waste that fennel has grown over. So I've taken some of that fennel and concrete and painted on it, and that will be in the show as well. So I think a lot about how Australia has a very different landscape to Thailand, where my family's from, where everything's green and everything's overgrown and things are left to just be. That seems to happen very rarely in Canberra because we're such a planned city. And I find that heartbreaking in a way because we could have much more spectacular gardens that care for everything that's around us, especially if we listen to Indigenous voices.
And use a lighter hand on things, I guess.
Definitely, definitely a lighter hand.
Yeah. So the show itself opens, is it not open until the 4th of March, is that right?
So I believe it's open to the public from the 28th of February.
Oh, okay.
But the opening night is on the 4th of March from 6 till 8, and it runs through till the 16th of April.
Excellent. So nice long period to see there. Now, if you haven't seen the Mixing Gallery up in Thor's Hammer. It's a big space. It must have been quite foreboding when you walked in there and go, we've got to somehow fill this, or at least make it look like we own it for a little while.
Oh, it was amazing. We walked in and thought, oh, there's so much we could do in here, especially the way the light filters into the room is so beautiful. Yeah. I think Sean's work, his sound work, will really resonate in that space because it'll pull it together and make it seem so intimate, even though the space is so large. And Lachlan's work, it fits his aesthetic. It's a very concrete room and, well, it's polished concrete floors and whatnot, and Lachlan works a lot with that aesthetic.
So you've got a week ahead of you of install, I guess, have you?
Yes, I'm still putting the finishing touches on my work, but yeah, we will be installing this week.
Terrific, okay. Well, good luck with things, Emma. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.